The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
First of all, we played a Bloomberg report a few minutes ago and you're going to make a liar of us.
I am. I'm sorry to do this now, but TikTok has come out and essentially called it, as in speaking to the BBC, they have said that it is pure fiction. They have said
about Elon Musk.
About Elon Musk. The reports that Elon Musk is going to buy TikTok. This is something that came from Bloomberg reports, as you mentioned. There was a person who was reportedly close to the case who has said that Musk was in talks, or there were talks that Elon Musk would take over the app. However, as I said, speaking to the BBC, the exact quote is, "We can't be expected to comment on pure fiction." That's a spokesperson for TikTok. So it seems to be dead in the water. They've repeatedly said that they will not be selling TikTok, which is part of a wider company called ByteDance. A decision as to whether or not this ban is going ahead on the 19th of January is expected to be made in the coming days. We are already seeing a ton of Americans move to a new app called RedNote.
Which is it owned by?
It's another Chinese company.
Okay.
And it is growing in popularity. People are moving across. It's said to be a cross between Instagram, TikTok and sort of online retailers. So the content creators are already trying to look for an alternative platform if this does come to pass. However, we know that President-elect Trump is asking for this ban to not go ahead.
Even though he was the one who started all talk of a ban when he was president the first time around.
And we remember what happened to Huawei, but he is now saying that he is opposed to the ban and he is hoping to resolve the issues at a political level rather than the removal of the application. It's thought that he did meet with executives from TikTok to try and resolve this. It'll be interesting to see how this one pans out.
Yeah, because in Congress there are those who are concerned about the golden share that the Chinese government has in ByteDance, which would apparently give them control.
Yeah, and I think that that's what this comes back to. But I also think it leads to the wider conversation around Joe Biden's legacy. Before Joe Biden became president, he had a massive concern around big tech, particularly around what it's doing to younger people, around the privacy, around the monopoly of it all. And he had long campaigned to try and put manners on these companies and also to try and bring them back a little bit. That obviously hasn't happened. And if you look at what's happened in the last 10 days alone between X, between the changes in Meta, and indeed now this potential TikTok ban, it's not great for his legacy. So we're going to be watching it with great interest. But as I said, the latest that we have is that a TikTok spokesperson told the BBC that it is pure fiction that Elon Musk is going to buy the app.
Now, some questions coming in. My daughter bought a phone from Refurbed.ie, a company that you regularly promote. You've also interviewed Porik Power from Refurbed.ie about their service. My daughter hasn't received her phone and her payment has been taken, €600. The customer care people are impossible to deal with, according to this texter. And they seem to be based in the Netherlands. They've requested she sign an affidavit and they will then contact the seller before returning her money. This has gone on for weeks. What should she do? How does she get her money back?
Okay, that's concerning. Now, I have to say I have bought from that brand a number of times. I bought my mum an Apple Watch before Christmas from them and I didn't have an issue. But if you want to email me the details, include, you know, the customer service chat, include your order number to techtalk@newstalk.com and I'll get on to Porik Power and the rest
now,
of the team.
When they say they contact the seller, are they buying from third parties? Is that it? Or they get a commitment from someone to give them a second-hand phone and they then treat it and then sell it on?
Yeah, so they get phones, they refurbish them entirely and then they sell them on. They do have refurb.ie. There is an Irish operation based here in Ireland, but their HQ is in the Netherlands. So I'm not entirely sure what happened in this instance, but I will absolutely get to the bottom of it.
Now, from Peter, what about Meta's new wearable glasses which allow a person to make video content just by touching the glasses, which recording will be largely unnoticed by anyone? Sounds like a pedo's dream, according to Peter.
These are glasses that have been around for a few years now. They're a partnership between Meta, which is the parent company of Facebook, WhatsApp and Instagram, and Ray-Ban. They're called Ray-Ban Stories. There's been a few different versions of them. And the idea is that they look like normal glasses, normal Ray-Ban glasses, but they do have two cameras on either side. They were designed for content creators who wanted to have hands-free, to be able to demo something if you're cooking or whatever it is. But absolutely, there is a privacy concern. Now, there is
a small... So the idea, I was just looking at Room to Improve,
yeah,
and that they were doing a thing about guy using his kitchen for cooking purposes. And the idea of having these glasses on, which would enable you to make a video of what you do.
Yeah.
Would be very convenient.
It's very convenient. I was wearing them last week when I was in Las Vegas at CES, walking around the conference halls. It meant that my hands were free, but everything that I was seeing, the glasses were capturing. On the glasses, there's on the right-hand side, there's a white light that lights up, an indication that the camera is live. However, when I was wearing them last week, I discovered that when you go into the settings, you can actually alter the brightness of the light. So you can have it on low, you can have it on normal, or you can have it on high. So I had it on high just to make sure that everybody could see that the cameras were recording. There's also been quite a bit of marketing and messaging from Meta. So when you set up the app, for example, there's a guidance to just be sound and let people know that you're wearing them. I've also seen and heard ads that they're running as well, to inform people around you that you are wearing them when you're wearing them. You're very reliant on people being good, honest, decent people. And obviously, that's not the case for absolutely everybody in the world. So again, it's one of those seesaws. Does the benefit of the technology...
But you can imagine, say, at a children's playground, someone who, if they took out a phone or a camera, they'd be moved off the place very quickly by parents.
Yeah.
But you could be sitting there wearing your Meta glasses and no one would know.
This is a concern. Now, it should be noted that there are other companies that make them, and there are also smartwatches that have cameras built in. So this is a massive concern. But I do think that there will have to be some sort of balance in terms of the technology and the regulation and the legislation around them.
I bought an Asus LT from Currys and it's locked in Windows S mode. I've lost all access to the email I registered and I'm told there's nothing I can do with using that email. Can I get them to register a new email address?
So that is the safe mode. So I think, so you've got two options here. You should go back to them and ask to restore the entire machine to factory settings, and then ensure that whatever version of Windows you've paid for on the device is on the device. Again, if they're not helping you out, or if you can't get to the bottom of it, email techtalk@newstalk.com and I will get on the case.
Can Jess recommend a good dual SIM phone to take my work and personal SIMs? Currently, I have a Samsung A52 and I'm a fan of Android. That's from Tim in Limerick.
So, Tim, what I'd recommend, depending on what network you're with, is to get one of your SIM cards to be an eSIM.
An eSIM, yeah.
Because that way, then you're not limited to phones that take dual SIMs. You can also select which network you receive calls and texts from. It's also very easy to knock off, say, the work phone on the weekends. So I would see if you are with Vodafone or Air or any of the networks that offer the eSIMs, go down that route. It's much easier to manage.
Finally, Jess, you mentioned you're just back from Vegas after a trip last week. Did you see anything that really excited you in Vegas of all the new electronics on offer?
I think one of the things that jumped out at me and that stayed with me is the new TVs from Samsung. They have AI built in. So say, for example, you're sitting down and you're watching a cooking program and you're intrigued by the recipe or the baking or whatever is going on. The AI within the TV will be able to pull together a list of ingredients and send them to you.
Wow.
And then in the future, when you have your AI fridge, will be able to cross-reference with your AI telly to tell you, well, actually, you've got the majority of the ingredients. You just need to buy eggs. Then your AI oven will be able to do all of the hard work for you. It'll also be self-cleaning, so you don't have to clean up the mess afterwards. So my overarching takeaway from CES was that we saw some practical beneficial uses of AI, which kind of counters a lot of the doomsday scary conversations we've heard over the last 3 years.
So your ambition then to be a domestic goddess would be very easy.
It's the only way it's going to happen is if AI kicks in, for sure.
Okay, Jess Kelly, thank you very much. Now, a reminder that our items from today are uploaded as podcast, which you can listen to on the Newstalk app, powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on Newstalk.